Welcome to Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. David Widmar is with us, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. David from Purdue University, also one of the authors at ageconomist.com. And David, we're going to talk about corn yield myths in the year 2017. That is your blog topic this week. Let's get into the myths. What's the first one?
Yeah, Joe, great to join today. With growing inventories and another large plantings out there on the horizon for 2017, a lot of concern has been circulating. We've heard about it from producers throughout the winter and early spring about what 2017 might have in store, especially if we have another big crop out there in the country. In early May, the USDA released its first estimate for the U.S. 2017 corn yield. And this raised a lot of eyebrows, as that yield estimate of 170.7 bushel per acre is the third largest recorded yield in history. Many were wondering how the USDA could have estimated such a large crop with so much of the planting season left to go. Now, the USDA does a really great job of making those estimates based on historical data, and they document their methods pretty well. But what a lot of times analysts and observers fail to do is take into account detrended yields. And so while it's the third largest yield recorded in history, yields increase at a rate of about 1.8 bushel per year. And so some of those big crops back in the 2000s or 90s and 80s, they kind of get lost over time with this stepping up. So what we did in the post is we detrended the yields. We took into account that upward trend in yields over time. And then we looked at how big that 2017 estimate is relative to detrended yields back to the 1960s. And that 2017 crop is about the 20th largest yield estimate for detrended yields going back to the 1960s. So not quite the headline catcher, and that even though that USDA's preliminary number looks big, it's important to keep in mind that we've had an upward trend in yields over time, and that's playing a lot of that, that's playing into that estimate a lot.
David Widmar is with us on this week's Ag Economic Insights. And myth number two, David, involves below trend line yields. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've heard a lot this winter about some folks wondering or talking and speculating that maybe below-trend yields in 2017 might be in the cards given the run of several years of above-trend yields. We looked at, again, those detrended yields, and we kind of looked at that average since the 1960s and said, okay, how many years have we had above-trend and how many years have we had below-trend? There's a couple key points from this. Yes, the 2017 crop could be the fourth consecutive year above-trend. However, above-trend yields are quite common. About 61% of the time, trend yields occur. So 6 out of 10 years, we have large crops. The second point is that these above-trend yields and below-trend yields kind of clustering together, or these runs of them, is quite common. Back in the early 2000s, we had 5 years of consecutive above-trend yields. So just because the last few years have been above-trend yields doesn't necessarily change the probability of the upcoming year, the chances of it being above-trend or below-trend. So a lot of caution in using what's happened in recent years to forecast what might happen next year.
David, final thoughts. There's a third myth hanging out there. What is it?
Yeah, the third myth we actually talked about a year ago at this time, and it's that somehow the U.S. yield potential might vary based on state acreages. And this year the big question is, will soybean yield potential be limited based on the large increase of soybean acres in the Great Plains states? And we've looked at this, and yeah, there is some variation, but the variation is really small, about less than a bushel per year when we look back over the last 10 or so years. So not a lot of potential to really move the national needle here on yield potential. So the final thought is to really keep in mind there's a lot of things that go into yields and yield estimates. It's always important to remember to use detrended yields for historical comparisons and not to make a whole lot of forecasts about what might be coming up this year based on the last few years.
David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. If you'd like to learn more about corn yield myths, it's on the blog at ageconomist.com. And you can hear this program again on the podcast page at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish with Ag Economic Insights.